Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, what have we got here? Save money on car insurance when you rental home. Auto with Brick. Save money on car insurance. You ready? Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. That sounded pretty good, I think. I could do it one more time, but I think that's... What do you say? Nailed it, right? Nailed it.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
ER.com/drive now.
The Chicago Cubs play here.
Bodie drives one in the air. Deep center field. Back goes Taylor. It's got a chance. It's a grand slam. A grand slam for David Bodie. And the Cubs have won the ballgame.
This is Sports Radio 670, The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com station. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. The Score!
This hour is brought to you by Riverfront Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in the North Aurora Auto Mall.
Here it comes. Now drive to left. Grand slam time.
Len Casper.
That's Len.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, baby.
TV voice of the Cubs.
Here's a base hit. Sauber scores. Here comes a throw. Baez scores. Cubs land.
Slightly above average bassist.
Maybe Casper playing the guitar really into it.
Len Casper with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
The top of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Football. The Wildcats have the best home schedule in the nation this fall, hosting Michigan, Notre Dame, and more at Ryan Field. Tickets to both games are available with season tickets only. Buy now at nusports.com. And Len Casper is brought to you by Subway. Check out 3 flavors to savor with delicious signature wraps only at Subway restaurants. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Boy, the confluence of your fun factoid and the timing of the game, Len, got me last night, because I'm flipping because I want to see Michael Kopech's debut. And then you say, can you tell me what the 2 changes are to the Detroit home uniform? And then you say that Justin Wilson himself, who wore the uniform, didn't know. And I'm like, okay, I got to get back to Kopech. Got to get back. And like, I'll tell you after this pitch. Like, okay, great. And then it's the end of the inning. I'm like, damn it. So you had me on the hook there, and I got back just in time to actually learn, but that was nicely done.
Well, it's what we call a tease.
Yes.
And I didn't expect the inning to necessarily end, but yeah, that was a fun moment. I'm definitely into uniforms and logos, and anytime a team, especially one that has had basically the same uniform look for the last, 100 years, when they make a change, it's significant in my mind.
And I got the larger D on the hat. I didn't quite intuit the change in the old English D on the jersey.
Just if you Google image search, like an Alan Trammell or even Miguel Cabrera or Justin Verlander, you'll see it. It's a more rounded D that they always had on their jersey, which didn't actually match the same D on the cap. And now they have the more pointed D. And I believe Duke, I think it's a little similar, more similar now to the Duke uniform than the old Tiger uniform.
I even grabbed my old game hat as you were talking about it. It's funny, because it happened to be close to the TV. It's not in real good condition yet, but my actual hat from the club team, and I did, and it was, yeah, it's more similar to that Duke-style D. But it's not fair, because it's your boyhood team, so it would be obvious to you, because you grew up with those posters on your walls.
I guess, yeah. But I just think most baseball fans, when it's pointed out, they say, oh, yeah, okay, now I see it, now I notice it. But it's just one of those quirky little things. I'm not sure why they messed with it. it would be like changing the Cubs C in some small way. But, every team wants to tweak things for marketing reasons and otherwise, and that's the way it goes. Dan, in fact, I am going to I'm going to text you the link, and you'll see it immediately.
Okay.
The difference.
All right,
okay?
Please do.
Yeah, you'll see the difference. Okay.
So Len, how do you measure the impact, the difference in impact, perhaps, of adding Daniel Murphy and the Cubs putting Addison Russell on the disabled list, a place maybe he should have been earlier had the Cubs had the luxury of having a bat like Daniel Murphy before this?
Well, I think, number one, we know that Addy's had the finger issue and now, the right shoulder kept him out of the lineup. And, I think that is instructive in terms of the season he's had. I know Joe talked to you guys about Russell not complaining, wants to be in the lineup, and you give him a lot of credit for that. But it always felt like there was something not quite there offensively this season, and I think that explains much of it. With Chris Bryant out of the lineup, even though David Bote has done some really good work, he's slumping. Just about the entire roster slumping, save for just a couple guys. And that's not enough to win games. This stretch is as bizarre as I've ever seen, with just the solo home run, and that's it. Daniel Murphy joins the club, and just in terms of a pure hitter, might be the best hitter on the team the second he is in the lineup tonight. And clearly that should help. But one guy generally can't carry a ball club, and he's going to need some of his new teammates around him to get hot again for this offense to look like it should look. I was just looking at some of the Cubs' game logs here. The Cubs have scored double digits 15 times. They've scored at least 6 runs 44 times this season, but they've scored no more than 1 run 29 times.
Jeez.
So while the overall looks good in terms of runs per game, it really has been a stark contrast in terms of the inconsistency. When they win, they score a ton, and when they lose, they score very few runs. And while that's generally the case with most teams, it's a little more drastic with this team than you would expect.
The Athletic's Sahadev Sharma did a piece graphing some of their run distribution and looking at the numbers with runners in scoring position that have just been, since the break, just astonishingly bad at every level of hard contact, and the number of ground balls and the number are just completely unable to do that. So in getting Murphy, we always talk, Len, about the balance between run creation and run prevention. And here you're kind of starting to mess with what's been a pretty special defense, and we have the object lesson of Milwaukee, seeing what happens when you bring in Moustakas and Scope and you move Travis Shaw and you try to go to the run creation and you hurt the run prevention. Murphy's just not a very good defender. So I'm a little concerned about how they mitigate some of that issue.
Well, I think one thing you do, he's going to hit at the top of the lineup, maybe even lead off. And I think with a lead in the late innings, you'll see a little bit like Joe does with Kyle Schwarber, where I think he'll get his 3 or 4 plate appearances, and then Joe will have his defensive lineup in the game in the final 2 or 3 innings. So that's part of it. The other part is, fortunately, this team does have really good versatility, so you can move guys around to accommodate a guy like him in your lineup. And you might suffer defensively, but, you hope that he can out-hit any sort of defensive deficiencies. And while, if Russell's out for any length of time, or, depending on when Chris Bryant comes back, some infielders might have some playing time cut, I think it's also possible with a fully healthy roster that the center field position could get squeezed a little bit. And Albert Almora and Ian Happ could have their playing time squeezed in this regard. Maybe it forces Joe to play Hayward a little more in center, to get Bryant's bat in the lineup in the outfield, to get Murphy's bat in the lineup on the infield. And maybe Baez plays third with John Lester on the mound and Murphy at second. Maybe you move Murphy to third with another pitcher on the mound. So I think Joe has some options here, and he can move everybody, including Murphy, around a little bit to try to not only maximize the offense, but maximize your defense and mitigate those spots where you don't feel quite as strong.
He's the TV voice of the Cubs, Len Casper, joining us here on the Bernstein and McKnight Show. Do you feel any different, Len, about this rotation specifically today, knowing that Yu Darvish isn't coming back, than you did before when we were wondering about Yu Darvish coming back?
Not really, Connor, because I don't know what I was expecting when he came back.
Yeah.
And I think it's disappointing to know he's not going to be back, and I think we were all curious to see what it would look like. And, you know, it was going to be as a starter based on everything we knew. I suppose there could have been a mitigating circumstance where the setback would not have been as drastic, and maybe he ended up in a Carlos Martinez kind of area where you use him in short relief. But, you know, just going from being a part of the rotation to now he is not going to be back at all, I think the Cubs got Cole Hamels, whether in small or maybe even large part, to the uncertainty of whether Darvish would be back at all. So they were proactive in making that move, and I think the news yesterday, and really Sunday is when the big news came down, right? Mm-hmm. Once he left that start, I think there was a general acknowledgement that he would not be back. It was just more of figuring out exactly what it was that was ailing him. Now it's somebody else has to step up, and I think the short-term question with Mike Montgomery on the DL is who takes that next start in the rotation this coming weekend when they have an opening. Whether it's a guy out of AAA or they go with a bullpen start remains to be seen. My hunch is they would probably go with somebody from Iowa.
What do you think they should do?
You know, I don't know how Duane Underwood has pitched. We saw him earlier this year, and I thought he was intriguing, depending on his spot and when that comes up. I am intrigued by the bullpen start that the Rays have popularized this season. The only issue there, guys, is that last night you start a stretch of 23 in a row without an off day. So if you know going into that game that you're going to need six or seven guys inherently just to get through the game, then now it puts a lot of pressure on your starters around that game. So, you know, that might make me lean toward dipping down into the minor leagues to get somebody and have it be a standard starting assignment.
This team's been so resilient in so many ways all year, and I asked this question of Joe yesterday, and it was sort of in light of the situational hitting issues and something he always says about never let the pressure exceed the pleasure, and how often he sort of takes the temperature of that balance. And he took full responsibility. He said, it starts with me. Starts with how I carry myself, how the players see me in my role. And they said, and everything filters on down from there. And I know that's true, but when you see across the board situational problems and across the board, and I hate the term pressing. I hate the term they look flat or they look tight. But I wonder, with everything this team has been through overall, if in some cases there might be more pressure than pleasure building up.
You know, I don't see it. I haven't experienced that. I'm sure that that is happening in some at-bats, and that would be a Chili Davis question. And I do think they talk a lot about process. And I think instead of, you know, putting too much pressure on yourself, maybe the better way to state it is getting out of your process. You know, Wilson Contreras, I think Almora at times, I think Baez, we've seen it here the last 2 weeks, have gotten out of their process a little bit and maybe gotten out of their strike zone. Now, Baez's strike zone is really big, but you know, I think he's swinging even at breaking balls earlier in counts where maybe he's either not recognizing or he's guessing. So that's, to me, the bigger question. I was talking to a friend of mine at breakfast today, was at the game last night, and said, you know, they didn't look like they had a lot of energy tonight. And I said, that's because when you're not hitting, you look flat.
Right.
It always is the case. It has nothing to do with effort or energy. It's all about when you're not stringing together hits, you're not hitting home runs, you know, you're walking back to the dugout with your head down. It looks like you're flat. It can look like you're disinterested, but that's not what it is. It's just it's a tough look when the other team's pitching is keeping your offense down, and that's happened way too much lately for sure. I mean, Jordan Zimmermann hasn't had a very good year, and he hasn't been very good lately, and last night he was really good. And, you know, you get sick of giving the other team's pitcher credit every single night. I think it's a combination of both. I thought he did hit his spots generally, but I think the Cubs made it a little too easy on him.
So, Len, I was thinking about this 23-game stretch that the Cubs are embarked on now, and I wonder if you can – how much of a difference is it between looking at it as a 23-game stretch versus an 11-game stretch plus – a subsequent 12-game stretch with help? Because once you hit the roster expansion, yeah, Joe's going to have more arms. On the flip side of that, he's used a hell of a lot of these arms already this season. I'm looking at the AAA roster, and it's, you know, Anthony Bass, and it's Luke Farrell, and it's Dylan Maples, and it's Corey Mazzoni, who I believe has been up. James Norwood has been up. If you're in a tight race, I don't know how much Joe's going to be willing to lean on some of those arms I just mentioned. How much relief is there for the Cubs once we finish this 11 run?
I disagree with you. I think he will lean on those arms.
Okay.
Because he has. And look, he used Jorge De La Rosa with a one-run lead.
That's true.
Over the weekend in Pittsburgh. Now, it might have been out of I have to because Rosario wasn't available. I think it was his first game back from AAA. Brian Dunsing's on the DL. But I think guys generally have been thrown right into the fire, and he'll continue to do that. You mentioned Maples. I think he'll definitely be a September call-up and we'll pitch a lot. You're right about this stretch. It does come at an advantageous time with the rosters expanding. Now, having said that, I have to give my annual, rant on September rosters.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like, in general, the fact that teams can be bailed out by the expanded rosters, and not necessarily for the reasons we're talking about. For me, it's more about in-game strategy, and I like my manager who handles his bullpen to be able to out-strategize the other team's mm-hmm. manager. And we get into this matchup, pinch hitter. It happens a lot before September 1st, and all of the issues that a lot of diehard baseball fans who want to see the game tweaked a little bit, all those issues that bother them are even magnified in September. The games end up being longer. We have more pitching changes. So I wish we could have a taxi squad and have a 25-man game day roster. Everyone in the game that I've talked to agrees with it, but it still hasn't changed, and I'm still scratching my head why it hasn't. But these are the rules we will play under once we hit September 1st.
John Lester goes tonight. Looked like he was certainly better last time out. Joe had told us they had found something. We asked him about it again yesterday, and I think it has to do with more changes of speed, some changes of eye level, and not just sort of falling back to his comfort pitches of the fastball and the cutter with everything looking at similar speeds and similar places. So this question of variance, of making hitters guess a little bit more, is what he's got to do. That, if that's the case, that would be something we'd consider sustainable, right?
Yeah, and I think that's kind of a general rule of thumb probably for a veteran guy like John, who doesn't have as much zip on his fastball as he once did. His cutter and his fastball are very similar in terms of velocity, and so that changeup, which I think is a really good pitch for him, and obviously the curveball, he's more comfortable with throwing. He throws his curve a lot early in the count, and I think that's a pitch he can definitely throw at any point in the count, and we may have seen that a little more often in his last start. I just think it's zagging when teams think you're going to zig, and then go back to zigging when they think you're going to zag, and I think that is generally the case with most teams, with most pitchers. Unless you throw 100 miles an hour and that's all you do, you're going to have to make adjustments on the fly. And I think John understands that and clearly did in his last start.
If you increase the roster size like we always do in September, and I'm with you, I'd like to see an active 25 and some sort of... How do you get around any kind of designation? I know you and I have talked about this, Len, but I can't remember exactly what you have as a solution to this. You get your five starters. Do you just have the one starter and it becomes 14 bullpen arms? How would you combat that sort of roster construction in September?
Yeah, I mean, I would stick with 25, and I would just say if you want to take your other four starters off, then yeah, you can do whatever you want, but at least there's a finite number.
Sure.
Because now it's 32, or one team's got 32, the other team has 34, or maybe one team for that day has 29 versus 36. Let's keep it at one number. And the other thing for me is, I'm not sure teams would take all four off just in case you had a 20 inning game. You might want to have one guy just as a backup. But just keep it at 25. Everybody else gets big league service time. If you want to take Ben Zobrist off that day's list because he started three games in a row and Joe wants to give him a full day off, then that allows another position player. But yeah, if you want to have two young kids as pinch hitters, pinch runners, and then two extra bullpen arms, I'm fine with that. but let's keep it at 25 in terms of what the manager can utilize.
Now, you've said everybody agrees with you on this. I would imagine that means you haven't talked with Terry Francona, because that is the only man I could imagine that would not agree with this. He loves using as many bullpen pitchers as he possibly can when September rolls around.
I have not talked to Tito about it.
Fair.
My hunch would be that he wouldn't be totally averse to it, but I could be wrong.
I suppose it's worth asking. We'll find him.
Len, okay. Thank you. We'll be watching.
You got it, guys. Thanks.
That is Len Casper. He'll be calling John Lester against Francisco Liriano tonight on WGN, and it's a game you will hear right here on these very airwaves.
I've been supporting the idea of changing, tweaking that 40-man roster idea in September for a while now.
And go with a football or NBA-style thing, declare your actives, declare your inactives.
Yeah, something like that.
Or
NHL,
healthy scratches.
Yeah, your healthy scratches, that kind of thing. And I don't think either I'm with Len. I don't think you necessarily have to designate guys as starters to fight against, you know, having 15, 16 relievers on a roster or whatever you'd want to put down. It's time. It's time to change that tonight. You know, set up is what it is.
Well, they need something. They need some kind of enema right now for this offense, because it's just not working. And anytime there's these situations, all these outcomes are ending up negatively. I had a thought here from Joe, who emails, who says, the addition of Daniel Murphy is a reflection that Theo and company have realized they're not going to win a title by out-pitching anyone. So now this team's either going to slug its way to a title or it won't. Over a season, great defense, and it can win you enough games that you can leave a non-productive offensive player like Russell in for defense. Over 140 games, the defense will prevent more runs than a better bat would produce. But in a playoff series, you score or you lose, and this starting staff is not superior without a healthy peak Yu Darvish to win anything. So it's clear they're keeping their fingers crossed, and they're going to pray that Bryant comes back, and it's Chris Bryant, and not that the shell of himself singles hitter he was all the month of June when he played hurt. They hope Rizzo regains some consistency. He's a 1.3 win player right now. That Contreras remembers how to barrel up a baseball. That Hayward stops his regression to old Hayward. And that adding Murphy takes some pressure off Baez and others to allow for these other variables to balance out. The offense is in a historically bad stretch. The pendulum will swing back. But Baez's run last month masked a ton of bad offense, and now he's fallen back to earth. He's slumping, and those have been badly exposed, and the David Bode thing was cute while it lasted.
I don't know that it's necessarily done. There was a decent enough sample size for me to say that that looks like a baseball player. I just don't know how much you want to rely on a guy that's becoming a baseball player in his first big league taste as a big cog in an offense that's supposed to win an NL Central and then win a playoff series and then play for another NL pennant. That's just how much pressure, how much pleasure do you want to have out of either one of those guys? Not that much. Not as much as you've had to ask.
That's McKnight. I'm Bernstein. 312-644-6767. Bernstein and McKnight. We haven't heard a lot of the Bears injury consternation that I have. Look, Roquan Smith is hurt. Leonard Floyd is hurt. Akeem Hicks is hurt. These are facts. These are bad facts.
On a defense where you don't have
correct
what, depth?
Yeah, those are
the thing you want.
Those are maybe your three best defensive players are hurt.
Yep.
How you feeling? You got the score.
Drive in with Mully and Haw.
I think Ted Phillips is the de facto general manager, and Ryan Pace is just a guy that they use to look for talent.
I don't agree with that for one minute, but
I
think
you don't.
Until
drive home with McNeil and Parkins.
I steer into conflict. I enjoy a little bit of tension.
You do wrap your arms around it. On your way to work and on your way home, 670 The Score's got you covered. A radio.com station.
This is John Feinstein with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Barbasol. Here's a no-brainer. Barbasol is making razors. Try the new Barbasol Ultra 6 Plus today. The whining about the NFL's new rule on leading with your helmet grows louder each week. The Seahawks' Richard Sherman, one of the brighter players in the league, called the rule idiotic. Vikings coach Mike Zimmer chimed in, saying penalties called because of the new rule might, quote, cost people jobs because they could be the difference between making or missing postseason. Here's a suggestion to all the complainers. Deal with it. The NFL had to tighten the rule because the previous rule had too many loopholes and players were being regularly knocked silly without penalty unless the helmet-to-helmet contact was absolutely blatant. One coach not complaining is Bill Belichick, who has had some success in the past. Belichick says the rule's no big deal because his players have never been coached to lead with their helmets. Whiners, please take note. I am John Feinstein.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Buying a home should be one of life's best experiences, but today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher payments. And that can turn a great experience into an anxious one. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. It's called the Power Buying Process. We check your income, assets, and credit to provide you with a verified approval, which can give you the strength of a cash buyer. Once verified, you qualify for our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days while you find your new home. Then, once you've found your new home, if rates have gone up, your rate stays locked. But if rates have gone down, your rate drops, and you get to keep that new lower rate. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. KARS Cars for Kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877 Cars for Kids. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and two nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's Cars with a K.
Hey, it's Flo, with a super weird word, nightgown. If you ask me, it sounds less like clothes you wear to bed and more like things you say to your clothes. Good night, capri pants, sleep tight sweaters, nightgown. We've got a big day tomorrow. Now a weird word I just made up, flotection. It sounds like great protection for your new home through me and Progressive, and that's because it is. I said good night, capri pants, go to sleep.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Walgreens has you covered with the trusted summer essentials you need, no matter where you go this summer. Whether you're swimming in the pool, hiking in the woods, or playing at the beach, Walgreens has sun protection, bug spray, healthy snacks, and more at a great value. So before you go out there, come in here and prepare for summer care no matter where. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Now with card, buy one, get one free on hundreds of vitamins through August 25th. Equal or lesser value. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's hard to feel lucky when your dishwasher breaks, or your dryer, or refrigerator. But maybe you should. Right now, the Home Depot has up to 25% off the high-quality brands you'd feel lucky to own, like GE, LG, and Samsung. So if you've got an appliance that needs replacing, this could be your lucky break. Get up to 25% off top appliances now. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. While supplies last, see store for details. Valid through August 22nd.
Summer off to a tough start, Jack?
Oh, hey, Tubi. Must be time for a new mower.
Well, hey, I'm just a talking inner tube. But I know you'd be having a little more fun racing down water slides and roller coasters or enjoying live shows in the water park capital of the world.
Yeah, we could use a family vacation.
Come on, Jack, just say the magic words.
Wisconsin Dell!
It's not hard to have fun when you know the magic words. Go to wisdells.com and plan your trip today.
Sam 76 is a crisp, refreshing lager from Sam Adams. It's also a flavorful ale. It's easy to drink, so you can enjoy a lot of them like a lager. But it's got this tropical citrus aroma that you typically find in an ale. So it's really an awesome hybrid between a lager and an ale. A delicious, easy-to-drink lagery ale. Or maybe a drinkable, smooth and refreshing ale-y lager? You know what? Just try the damn beer. Sam 76. Hard to explain. Easy to drink. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Savor the flavor responsibly.
We women are redefining ourselves. Let's also rethink how we care for ourselves.
Let's reject ordinary soaps and wipes and reach for Summer's Eve.
Because it's made just for us. pH balanced, gynecologist tested, and uniquely formulated for our intimate area.
For a clean confidence that redefines fresh. Reinvent your routine. Summer's Eve. Redefine fresh.
It's the two megastars summer mashup, the awesome iPhone, on the Rockstar Metro PCS Network. Get the iPhone you've always wanted for $0, so you can jam without limits.
It's a hit. Get an iPhone SE on us when you switch. Metro PCS.
Coverage not available in some areas, plus sales tax and $10 activation fee. Requires porting of number not currently active on T-Mobile network or on Metro PCS in past 90 days to an unlimited LTE plan. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Later Boss Filter for $32.99 at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Three times stronger based on Kurt Orban test. 5W30 Visgrade.
The Fed raised interest rates again and has signaled two additional certified pre-owned vehicle interest-free. No model will be excluded when you take delivery by August 31st.
You've reached the High Fashion Hotline.
Hi, my family is so bummed the countdown to the end of summer is here.
Don't be. It's the start of huge savings at Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, kick off your fall fashion with Old Navy's major savings. Starting tomorrow, get 50% off all tees, 40% off all dresses, and 30% off all jeans and sweatshirts.
50, 40, and 30% off? That's a countdown I love.
Then get to Old Navy. Tees start at just $6 for adults, $4 for kids at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
What are we waiting for? Old Navy, here we come.
High Fashion, Old Navy. Valid 823 to 825. Excludes in-store clearance. Active licensed and men's package tees.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
It's the same type of deal. We're trying to get him into this thing. He ended up having a little bit of tightness in his more of his left hamstring, like right on the side here. Okay. So there's just some tightness. So it's more precautionary than anything. We want to make sure that that's exactly why we do what we do. You know, we don't if you put him in early and he's not ready, then something like this happens where it gets worse. So we just want to be really cautionary with it.
Or cautious, either one. Or both. And cautious. The bottom of the hour here in the Bernstein and McKnight Show, brought to you by Northwestern Football. Coach Fitz and the Cats return to Ryan Field after a 10-win campaign last year. Don't miss out on matchups with Michigan, Notre Dame, Wisconsin, and more. Season and single game tickets on sale at NUSports.com. That's how it begins, though. But remember, I swore that I would not be that guy. I promised you.
That I would not.
That when Roquan Smith, after his holdout, suffered the inevitable soft tissue injury, that I would not be the person who says, see, that's because of the holdout.
And yet
people will. I will not.
Good. Okay, good.
I think
hold you your promise. Man, your word.
I know people suffer injuries regardless of whether or not they're there in camp, and every day of the OTAs, some will say, well, he was overworked. Because apparently, he was working out this whole time.
Of course he was.
At University of Georgia.
Was there a question whether or not he was working out the whole time?
But see, I think there's always this assumption, like, see, he's not in NFL football shape. He was in damn good shape.
Yeah.
Pulled a hamstring.
I don't think the difference is being in NFL football shape and pulling a hamstring versus working out a chore. I don't think that's the difference. And it's really difficult to separate the two things in your head, but you kind of have to. Because a hammy happens really just kind of any time.
Yeah, it's not good, though. Akeem Hicks, they kind of say, oh, yeah, he developed knee soreness all of a sudden, and then he's not playing in the game. Well, what happened? Well, his knee was sore. He's day-to-day. What happened? We don't know.
For me, the bigger issue is what exactly and how long is the rehab, the work for Leonard Floyd? That's a fracture, right? I mean, these are
or two fractures.
Stress reactions or fractures or whatever the hell we're going through now. The soft tissue injuries are one thing, and when you hear Bears, you know, brass kind of say that, you know, we're going to be cautionary about things, we're going to shut them down, and that's what you have the preseason for, I guess. Install a couple of new things and make sure guys rest. Don't push them to a degree where you're making anything worse. You hope that it's just being cautious, whereas the hand thing that Leonard Floyd's going through, that kind of rehab, that's not... You know what I'm saying? You can't shut that down and hope it gets better and hope it doesn't bite you again.
And you also wonder, as he plays with it clubbed up and all wrapped up into a big bandage bubble on his hand, what else could it become something he ends up dealing with all year instead of keeping him out completely and letting it heal and getting him back in?
It's the question we're asking about every injury, whether it's you, Darvish, whether it's Floyd or Roquan or Akeem. It's, can you, by playing, make this worse? What's the answer? Almost all of those situations, the answer seems to be yes, which is why Yu Darvish got shut down, which is why Roquan Smith got pulled out of practice, which is why Akeem Hicks didn't play, and Leonard Floyd apparently can be cast up and thrown back into an NFL mix and not make this thing worse, right? That seemingly is the answer.
I think so. I think that's probably the case. And it was when the Roquan Smith news came down, I had such a difficult time. There was so much happening yesterday afternoon. You're like, wait, hold on. Darvish is done for the year. 8 counts of this and 8 counts of that and individual one and Daniel Murphy and just all of it going on. And remembering it's Kopech Day. And I'm at the grocery store and it's about 7:15. And the guy behind me has got this White Sox shirt on.
Okay.
White Sox shirt. And he's buying a thing of wings and a drink. So I look back at him and I said, "Oh, you're heading home for the game, huh? Heading home to watch him?" He looks at me like, "What?"
No.
I said,
"No."
And I said, "Well, you know, White Sox, it looks like you got yourself a
Kopech.
Yeah, you got yourself a big bucket of wings and you go watch the Kopech game." And he says, "Oh, it's just a shirt. I'm not a particular fan of the team."
In the Kings?
Yes, in the Kings English.
Really?
Yes, I'm not much of a fan. It's just a shirt.
This was a giveaway, and I took right. it.
I was like,
thank you so much.
I thought, yeah, I'm just going to be in conversation. Like, hey, Kopech game, 15 minutes from now. Yeah, because I'm conscious of it. I got to get home. I want to see it. I want to, you know, see the hype, see the end of the bullpen, the whole thing. He just gives me a look like, I was talking about.
Those are the kind of interactions where, like, you know, you go out and you, if I'm a little, I don't like to talk to people much in the wild, right? I mean, I get a little anxious. I have like a crowd anxiety kind of thing. I don't
really?
Like going. Yeah, I don't.
I always do.
I don't like doing that kind of stuff. But I'll engage every now and again. You know, I'll turn around and be like, "Oh, hey, Kopech starts tonight. Way to go!" You know, I'll try and be human some. And it's those kind of interactions where I'd go, "Oh, what the hell's the point?" Right? I reach out, and now I've got Professor God knows what, and he doesn't know a damn thing about baseball. Super. I have now reached out for no reason. Wonderful.
No good deed goes unpunished. Right?
No, that's exactly what I feel.
Yeah,
like.
No, I tend to do it. I look for the indecisive shopper who's like holding up 2 cans of beans. I'll go up and be like, "Go with that one."
And just walk away? Yeah. Like Sasquatch back yeah. into the woods?
Yeah. Blurry. We just know it's actually blurry. In Grand Rapids. That's quite a place. Vince on the score.
Good morning, or good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm sorry.
Afternoon.
The reason I was calling is that, Dan, I think you and I are very much on the same page that bigotry and discrimination are evil things that exist in our society. And today, you called Daniel Murphy a bigot straight away this morning, or earlier, anyways.
I said his views on LGBT are bigoted views, yes.
Yeah, I think I heard you say he is a bigot.
In that regard, he's a bigot towards homosexual people, yes.
Okay, I guess then... My question is when you speak to Theo Epstein or to Joe Madden, who you have the great privilege to talk to, will you have, and I'm quite serious with this, will you have the courage to say, "Hey, you guys hired a bigot. What do you say?" Or are you going to couch around it? Are you going to use that word and say, "This is what you hired"?
I'm not sure if it's going to come up when we talk, but I mean, I'm not sure why you fixate on the word bigot.
I think it's a serious accusation. It's one you make often.
But no, hold on, Vince. By definition, when you say you don't like who someone is, that's bigotry, right?
I don't know if it's quite that easy, but
Why is it not that easy? If you have a problem with who someone is, that's the definition, right?
Well, I tend to treat the individual as individual. I don't.
I'm not talking about you. When one has a problem with who or what other someone else is, that's what it means. It's just a definition.
I'm struggling here. My question was about you.
What are you struggling with? I don't know why are you fixated on that word when that's the very definition of the word. When you believe that another person, because of who they are, you say you disagree with who or what a person is, isn't that an exact dictionary definition?
But you're talking about in terms of race or sexual orientation, things of this nature?
Yeah, talking about very specifically this thing, what Daniel Murphy said about gay people.
Again, my question was about you.
I have to get to the bottom of why you're having a somehow you're talking around the fact that you don't think Daniel Murphy's views are bigoted.
I did not say that.
But you do think his views are bigoted. Either you do or you don't. Yes or no.
I haven't read enough about what
you don't need to read. I will tell you exactly what he said. He says he doesn't agree with what he calls the gay lifestyle. Is that or is that not? Isn't that bigoted?
I call that gray.
How is it gray?
I call it gray.
How so?
Well, I do. I call it gray.
Oh, wait, hold on.
It's important for me to know if he acted on a discriminatory basis. No, it's not a matter of how one thinks.
It's not about action. It's about attitude. In this case, I don't find it gray. How is that any different than saying I don't agree with the lifestyle of people who have blue eyes?
I don't think that. There's a specific lifestyle to blue eyes.
Okay. Aha. Uh-huh. Interesting. So you think that being gay is a lifestyle?
No, I did not say that.
Yeah, Vince, you're in a pretzel right now. It's not something to be argued.
But again, back to you.
It's not about me. You're arguing around something here.
No, my question was very specific. Will you have the courage to say you guys have hired somebody that's a bigot?
Why do you think that takes courage? I don't know. It's just a word. Why would I shy away from using that word with anybody?
You used it this morning. I'm wondering.
You think I'm frightened of people? I don't understand. Why would I be? I think it's very clear that when one takes issue with someone else's very nature, that fits the definition of the term. You seem to disagree with that. You seem to think that it's a choice, and you don't seem to have the courage to admit you think that.
You're a very good attorney because I don't know that we agree. But what I do know is my question was specific about what you would say to those men.
But the reason behind your question is based on an inherent disagreement with the idea of homosexuality being nature versus a choice. Yet you don't have the courage to admit that that's what you're doing.
If you want my opinion on nature being, excuse me.
I think this has gone on being a choice.
You're gonna hang up, or is that
we got to move on, man. We really do. It isn't getting anywhere.
Will you have the courage to ask him a question? Yes or no?
I don't think it takes any particular courage, and of course it would. I don't think there's any sort of courage involved in using a word that is simply a dictionary definition of a word.
Fine enough, but will you ask them the question? If I will ask about
Daniel Murphy and his acquisition, why wouldn't we?
Okay, but are you going to ask about the fact that you consider him a bigot and what?
I don't think they care what I consider him if I'm asking the question. But if I ask them the question, it's not about me.
Okay, but you think they've hired a bigot?
They have.
So are you going to ask them why?
They have. It's not a matter
if they
of
hired a Klansman. Would you ask them why?
They hired a Klansman?
I'm saying if they did, would you
Vince,
ask them why?
Vince, this is real easy. All right. I understand what you're trying to say. You're trying to put Dan on the spot, and that's super. But if the question is, will we ask Theo Epstein whether or not it was difficult or what kind of consideration went into hiring a guy or trading for a guy or acquiring a guy who has views that are clearly bigoted, then yes. The answer is yes. Those questions were asked about general vein of question was asked the same way about the acquisition of Aroldis Chapman, and they will be asked of executives and owners that acquire players who hold viewpoints or have pasts like this from here until the end. It's a question that you kind of felt like you wanted to put somebody on the spot on, and that's cool, and that's fine, and that's part of the job, and that's part of radio. But if the question is, are we going to ask about the considerations made about acquiring a player whose views are bigoted or has a background of that kind of that instance, then the answer is yes. And I feel like you probably knew that question when you called.
I don't know that I did, but I look forward to hearing it.
Thanks, Vince. I mean, it's just playing all these layers of rhetorical games for no apparent reason. It's not worth anybody's time. It really is. I mean, it's just, you're not going to...
We'll ask the question when we have him on.
Look forward to it.
And to be quite honest with you, Joe's going to be asked the question today. Theo's going to be asked the question when he gets talked to. And Daniel Murphy will be asked the question when he's put into that clubhouse for the first time. What is it? Today, Wednesday, right? Today's Wednesday and Joe's got him in the lineup today. They're all going to be asked the question. Those answers to the questions that we'd ask them anyway, they're going to be out and in print in, I don't know, five friggin' hours, you know? It's just the case. It's the fact of the matter. It's the world we live in.
He's Connor McKnight. I'm Dan Bernstein, and this segment is brought to you by Subway. Check out three signature wrap flavors to savor at Subway restaurants. Try the classic style of the turkey Italiano melt. Get yourself some bold taste with the Chipotle Southwest steak and cheese, or enjoy the tangy flavor of the buffalo chicken wrap. Subway, make it what you want. Limited time only at participating locations. Bernstein and McKnight. I don't know, is Spiegel still in the lab?
No. Oh, you know what? He left. He was in the lobby here for just a second.
There were musical instruments.
Pseudo green room for say it was like a Fallon sketch going on. The Roots came in here and Questlove was banging on pots and pans with Russ in the production room. It was quite a thing.
He is absolutely into this. So I'll be listening at 2 o'clock because I think they're unveiling the song then.
That's the rumor. We should check on Speaks too because he's been walking around with his hair all a must and just kind of all sorts of out of sorts, I guess.
And we are still waiting on the news from Ohio State. They apparently have said that they were going to make some kind of announcement regarding the future of Urban Meyer, or Urban Meyer is going to make an announcement regarding the future of everybody else there, if we really want to tell the truth about what's going on. And a little surprised that announcement hasn't been made yet, but who knows what they're preparing to spin for us.
Let me ask you this before we get the break. Rick is going to kill me. Okay, fine. We'll go to the break and I'll ask you a question about Ohio State when we come back.
Got the score.
Game one of the 2018 season is approaching. Bears, Packers, and the score continues to follow the progress of Matt Nagy's new look Bears with the latest from Hallis Hall and the practice field, including breaking news and daily live Bears reports. Football season is almost here. Get ready with us on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears.
If you got a new home, then you need to call the most honest and knowledgeable lender in the mortgage business, Team Hochberg. Meet Stephanie, 32, account manager. Contacted her credit union to get pre-qualified for a mortgage. Bad move. The credit union's alleged mortgage expert informed Stephanie that she couldn't purchase a home without a co-signer. Wrong. Stephanie's grandfather would co-sign, but she wanted to do it herself. And after hearing us talk about Team Hochberg, Stephanie called for a free consultation, and Team Hochberg answered all of Stephanie's questions and helped her secure a mortgage without a co-signer. Let's review. The inexperienced mortgage professional at Stephanie's credit union stated she needed a co-signer to purchase a home, and then Team Hochberg secured her a mortgage without a co-signer. So when securing your next mortgage, you can either waste your time getting inaccurate information at your credit union, or you can call Team Hochberg at 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of score listeners, but they can't help if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage License C4358, NMLS 19186.
It's hard to feel lucky when your dishwasher breaks, or your dryer, or refrigerator. But maybe you should. Right now, the Home Depot has up to 25% off the high-quality brands you'd feel lucky to own, like GE, LG, and Samsung. So if you've got an appliance that needs replacing, this could be your lucky break. Get up to 25% off top appliances now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. While supplies last, see store for details, valid through August 22nd.
Sam 76 is a crisp, refreshing lager from Sam Adams. It's also a flavorful ale. It's easy to drink, so you can enjoy a lot of them like a lager. But it's got this tropical citrus aroma that you typically find in an ale. So it's really an awesome hybrid between a lager and an ale. A delicious, easy-to-drink lagery ale. Or maybe a drinkable, smooth and refreshing ale-y lager? You know what? Just try the damn beer. Sam 76. Hard to explain. Easy to drink. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Savor the flavor responsibly.
Walgreens has you covered with the trusted summer essentials you need, no matter where you go this summer. Whether you're swimming in the pool, hiking in the woods, or playing at the beach, Walgreens has sun protection, bug spray, healthy snacks, and more at a great value. So before you go out there, come in here and prepare for summer care no matter where. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Now with card, buy one, get one free on hundreds of vitamins through August 25th. Equal or lesser value. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. If your AC is blowing hot air, let O'Reilly Auto Parts help bring back the cool this summer. While you may need to eventually service your AC unit, get immediate relief with InterDynamics Arctic Freeze R134A refrigerant with leak sealer for $32.99. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
reached the High Fashion Hotline.
Hi, my family is so bummed. The countdown to the end of summer is here.
Don't be. It's the start of huge savings at Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, kick off your fall fashion with Old Navy's major savings. Starting tomorrow, get 50% off all tees, 40% off all dresses, and 30% off all jeans and sweatshirts.
50, 40, and 30% off? That's a countdown I love.
Then get to Old Navy. Tees start at just $6 for adults, $4 for kids at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
What are we waiting for? Old Navy, here we come.
High fashion. Old Navy. Valid 823 to 825. Excludes in-store clearance. Active licensed and men's package tees.
The National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum is a place with thousands of stories to be told. It's a place to relive baseball's greatest moments and share them with future generations. It's a place to experience the game and how it has shaped our history. Cooperstown is a destination with something for the entire family. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your trip to the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown at baseballhall.org.
26.2 miles of city streets, 29 vibrant and diverse neighborhoods, 1.7 million cheering spectators. You won't want to miss the Bank of America Chicago Marathon on Sunday, October 7th. The 2018 application is now open. Apply today at chicagomarathon.com.
Roses. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
They run with their knees bent. They have long arms. Look at that. Okay. Kind of looks like my ex-mother-in-law right there. Look at that.
That was Bob Wiley, who was showing the Cleveland Browns offensive line room photos, videos of large quadrupedal animals and talking about their sense of balance and their knees being bent. They walk on four legs, and at some point, I think Bob Wiley's going to have to consider that mode of locomotion himself.
I mean, the last one that he said looked like his mother, his ex-mother-in-law was a gorilla.
Oof. All right.
Or the gorilla.
Yeah.
Gorilla.
Yeah, it's, but he's doing it. Bob Wiley has always done a bit. I get any line that you hear from Bob Wiley, anything you hear during, I've heard everything that he said in practice. About short strides, you know, move your...
It's still the time you're going to be told that short is better than long.
And how many times he said that when he was a Bears coach?
Lots.
These are all things that he says that people are hearing mostly for the first time.
My ears perked up, my eyes widened a little bit when we saw Bob Wiley in the offensive line start to get focused in on by Liev Schreiber and the narration of Hard Knocks. Because remember, we were talking, what was it, last week? Joe Thomas, former Cleveland Browns offensive lineman,
yep.
Future Hall of Famer, was tweeting out about what it's going to take to see an offensive lineman on that show. And while the show kind of drops in narrative quality, not from Liev Schreiber or anything, but just the stories they're telling on the show, the offensive linemen were actually viewed on the show, which Joe said was like a $650 fine just for being shown on Hard Knocks. So I don't know. I would imagine that Bob Wiley probably had some sort of token fine from the collected offensive line room, whether he has to pay it or not, I don't know. But remember also, when was it Brad Paisley, the country singer,
yes,
that showed up during Hard Knocks?
Yeah, and then he said he's a big fan. He didn't know who anybody was.
Yeah.
Right? I'm a huge fan. Who are you?
Then he spent a couple of minutes with Baker Mayfield in the RV. He's like, you guys actually sleep in here? Baker's like, yeah, naps. Okay, all right. Brad Paisley? Why is... Anyway... The three guys that came up to him after his huge motivational speech about going to win this one for 13-year-old Brad Paisley,
yeah,
offensive linemen, all three of them,
right,
that came up there and said, thanks for coming. I love your stuff. My wife loves your stuff.
Offensive linemen love Brad Paisley.
And they love him to the tune of $650, apparently. Because that's, now you can make your cost-benefit analysis.
Is it worth the
$650 fine to tell Brad Paisley that my wife loves him.
Then they go to the other positional room and Carl Nassib tells them how to invest the money to recoup that $650 based on compound interest and the simple math involved.
I think of all of the Hard Knocks moments so far, Bob Wiley's been fun. And then Carl Nassib defending the idea that you can get 10% return on an investment.
Yeah, where is he finding a bank paying 10%?
What bank? You have a bookie that's going to come shoot you if you're getting 10% return on that.
Yeah, it's not 1981.
You are in trouble, sir. Someone's lending you that money is absolutely coming after you when you're done.
Our on-deck luncheon for Monday is coming up, and just a handful of tickets remain. If you have not bought your seat yet, you should snap into action and do that, because we're going to be at the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern, and we're not the stars of that. We're just the facilitators of the event, because you show up, and you get to hang out with Cole Hamels and Jesse Chavez and Brandon Kinsler, and there's pictures that are taken, and there's food that's enjoyed, and the passive voice is used, apparently. 670thescore.com/on-deck for more details and to purchase tickets. 670thescore.com/on-deck for that. We're going to really have fun out.
That's our last one, too.
Summer's gone fast,
I
man.
Really thought that we'd be, you know, kind of sitting around in July a lot longer than we were. I thought we'd bask in that.
Fall is getting here, man. It felt like it this morning.
Today was crisp.
Yeah, autumnal morning.
And walked out this morning and thought, could be a college football game on.
These are the signs.
At 11 o'clock.
The light starts changing a little bit. You start hearing the cicadas a little more at night, and the garden spiders are weaving their webs.
Is that, there's one, there's a, do they go high with the webs?
They go everywhere. Okay. High, low, anywhere they can
gotta
find.
I got to walk out through, the parking lot has, you know, the metal gates all over the place.
Correct.
There's one with a bar across the top, and every single time, and I forget every time, I walk face first into a spider.
Oh, it sucks.
I'm like, I'm on Tragic Kingdom, right? I mean, it's like I'm Gwen Stefani walking into spider webs left and right, and I never remember it's there. And even as I go, even if I do,
like
so the never hyperbolic.
Groundhog Day.
Even if I like try and duck or move out of the way or do some sort of spin move through, they've got me in other webs. They're all over this thing. I don't know if I'm the guy clearing them out every time and no one else in this whole apartment complex even cares. Mm. I'm not the only 6'3 guy who lives in that apartment
CJ
complex.
Edwards.
There's other people who live there taller than me, yep. Skinnier than I am, throwing harder, and they seem to be fine.
They're conspiring. I believe they're conspiring.
Bugs the hell out of me.
They're
and
not
then
bugs.
I spend the entire
They're arachnids.
And then I spend the entire I know they're arachnids. And I spend the entire train ride like slapping at my neck like somebody with, you know, some sort of thing going on because I feel like there's a spider or a web somewhere.
You're that guy on the train. There's a spider in my car the other day.
It gets me a seat though every time. I mean,
oh,
it
guy's,
helps
yeah.
out a lot.
Well,
yeah.
You could also throw up
just
on yourself.
Acting I mean, a crazy person and urinate in places. I'll get you a seat on the red line real fast.
There's better ways to yeah, start selling bootleg CDs or something, or just stand up and announce that you want people to give you money.
Yeah. There's the one guy who goes up and down on the brown. It's more the brown line. Like if you transfer from Belmont and head north.
Yeah.
He's been trying to get a train ticket to the same place since I moved here 10 years ago.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, I've got a couple of bucks for him every time
it.
I've got cash. You know, that's just what you do. I don't often carry cash, though, and I feel bad.
I don't either. That's...
But I try and give a couple bucks.
No, church bus got me once for 20. Never again.
You carrying a 20?
I had a 20 and church bus got it.
Who did you owe 20 bucks that you had to give to church guy?
I think I got a refund for something. They forgot to put it on my card and they gave it to me in cash and my church bus broke down and
That guy got me too.
Church bus?
Seriously?
I saw him the next day and he was doing it to a woman and I said, he's lying as I walked by.
No, don't ruin his bit. Let him, you know, that's how he survives. That's how he pays for his vacation home in Saugatuck. So
that's true.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Do we all get to visit once if we donated?
If we get in the guest room?
Yeah.
It'd be a good show remote is what it would be.
Right, from Church Bus's guest house.
This all cost us $60, but it was worth the time.
You're here too, huh?
Well, all that's right, you know, Church Bus is the same guy who when he was saying, help me please, I'm starving, help me please, I'm starving. And it's a guy who offered the Bockwinkel's chicken too that I happen to have and I bought extra because it was on sale. You know, I guess, and I said, here's some chicken. And he goes, this is cold.
And we have the same experiences.
And I said,
is it Medici on 57th? I bought the guy a sandwich and he opened it up and said, no mayo? I'm like,
Medici on 57th has one of the best milkshakes in the city.
Oh, the horchata?
Absolutely. Yes, the Mexican chocolate milkshake. It is it's the best milkshake in Chicago.
He put up a stink about mayo?
But no, I think it was capicola versus prosciutto, I think. That was the difference. It was like one and not the other. But when I said... I said, do you want the chicken? And he kind of goes, yeah. He goes, I'll heat it up when I get home. Like, home?
I want my butler heated up.
I handed it.
Exactly. My cook will find something to do with this.
I don't touch the microwave, but Arthur will. I handed a leftover from Volare to a guy once, and he opens it up as I'm two steps back, and I hear him go, oh, mushrooms? Yeah, mushrooms on the rigatoni pasta. Mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't want the mushrooms.
Sorry, man. Coming up, we are going to do transition with the guys who are unveiling a very special piece of music today. It's the McNeil and Parkins Show with Matt Spiegel in once again on The Score.
Monday from 9 a.m. to 1. Join Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight as they broadcast live from the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern in Wrigley. The guys will host Cole Hamels.
And a 1-2 from Hamels. Swung on and missed strike three.
Jesse Chavez.
Swung and a missed strike three. Jesse Chavez.
And Brandon Kinsler from noon to 1. For the final installment of the Cubs On Deck Luncheon Series. Presented by AZEC Building Products and Xfinity. Time's running out to get these hot tickets. Get yours now at 670 The Score. Illinois Cyberknife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With Cyberknife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois Cyberknife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results.
Right now, the biggest news in dishwashers is something you won't be hearing much about unless you listen very closely. Because the Home Depot now carries Bosch, top-of-the-line, legendarily quiet dishwashers. And listen up. Right now, you'll also save up to 10% as well. Did you hear that? Up to 10% off Bosch appliances. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details. Valid through August 22nd.
Summer off to a tough start, Jack?
Oh, hey, Tubi. Must be time for a new mower.
Well, hey, I'm just a talking inner tube. But I know you'd be having a little more fun racing down water slides and roller coasters or enjoying live shows in the water park capital of the world.
Yeah, we could use a family vacation.